Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichukwu today.
And by the blood of the everlasting covenant, the blood of sprinkling, we bring to you a sacrifice of our hearts, of our lives. We present our bodies a living sacrifice. We lift our voice and we bring you praise, for you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. You are God Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth. Above you, there is no other. Above you, there is no other. Before you, there is no other. There is no other. Besides you, there is no other. No other God, no other rock. You are the only true God, the everlasting Father, the Father of glory, the Father of glory, the Father of glory, the Father of spirits, the God of all flesh, the invisible God, the immortal God. You dwell in unapproachable light. In you, there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. You are good. Your mercy endures forever. Your wisdom, who can fathom? Your power, who can stand? We praise you, praise you. You are the God of Lamb Global. We praise you. We worship you today. We honor you today.
Hey, Abalakatai. Abalamanakatai. Lift those hands. Say, Father, receive all the glory. Receive all the praise. Receive all our adoration. We ascribe unto you every victory, every blessing, every power, every dominion, every authority, every honor. For thine is the kingdom. Even your Son, Jesus Christ. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Let me hear you shout your loudest, amen. Please hold your neighbor as a sign of unity. Lock those hands together. Labane kataya. Libra de saton nakati. Yemananga de sunda libra kataya. Ibala de shakata. Ibre de sunna libra kataya. Libra de kate sunda libra kata. Libra de saha. Now, Spirit of the Living God, this is your house. This is your dwelling place. And I thank you for you have arisen to your dwelling place. You and the ark of your strength. Father, I give you praise. take absolute control. Thank you for what you already started doing in the morning sessions, the Family Life Summit. Thank you for changing hearts. Thank you for healing hearts. Thank you for enlightening us. Thank you for giving us clear direction. Thank you for arming us with wisdom. Thank you for the miraculous. Lord, for marital settlement. Thank you, Lord, for peace and bliss in all the homes and families. Not just the ones that are, but the ones that are to be through this conference. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the many testimonies that are proceeding throughout next year till the next IFPC, where we'll still be taking testimonies of what you've done here in the name of Jesus. Take absolute control. Take absolute control. Take absolute control. Arrest every heart that needs to be arrested. Let your word come forth like a hammer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, break every hardened place that has been resisting you. Let every stronghold be cast down that has been standing against the excellence of your knowledge. Today, in the name of Jesus, let your word be like fire. That refines men to shine brighter than gold. That will set men on fire from the inside, oh God, even to our bones and on our lips, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your word be like a laundry soap. Liberate Sundahika. Do a mighty work here today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have prayed. May the miracles, the blessings, the transformations, the empowerments, Lord God, the impartations that will happen by your spirit, even through everyone ministering on this stage and from this stage and even around, all around, may it bring forth that which shall be enduring. It will not be lost. It will not be stolen. It will not be aborted. It will be perfected. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now, this is personal. Whatever it is that you're desiring of God in this IFPC, you have to now begin to declare, this is my IFPC. Whether you're a church worker, whether you're a leader, whether you're a minister, whether you're a member, you're a partner, you're a guest, you're here already. And God wants to meet you at the point of your need and at the point of your desire. What do you desire? You will take it today. Within the next 4 days, 5 days, today and the next 4 days, Lebrando Zakatea, Mandeya Kata, people's dreams will come to pass. Much more, much more, much more. People's desires will be fulfilled. Much more, much more, much more, much more. People's visions will come true. Much more, much more, much more. Prayers, requests, and supplications will become testimonies. Much more in the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you a minute. Open your own mouth and talk to the Lord. What do you desire? What do you want to see? What do you want to take in this meeting, in this event, in this mountain of what God is doing here? Open your mouth. Open your mouth in the name of Jesus. Libra gade shakata, Libra de kalosa, Libra gade akataya, Libra de shakataya, Ipaya gade. This is a mountain of answered prayers. 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 Prayers have been answered. Ask and you will receive. In the name of Jesus, by the mercy of the Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, answers. It's raining answers. It's raining answers. The angels of God are distributing answers in this moment in the name of Jesus. Le bread de call shaka. Le brades ebalaka. Ebalaka. Le brades shaka. Ikaradesha. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we have prayed. Lift those hands and begin to thank the Lord for answers to your prayers. Thank the Lord. If you know that IFPC 2025 Team the Overflow is your IFPC, give the Lord a mighty praise.
Rejoice! Rejoice! Hey, 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 hey! Hey, hey, hey! Overflow time!
Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Have your seat in God's presence. Make sure you welcome everyone by your side, that there will be no stranger. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. You know your wonderful neighbors right now, right? Let's give a good God bless you to all the pastors and ministers that have been ministering. Oh, are we not blessed in Lamb? God loves us specially. Everything you need is in the house. Wonderful gifts of ministry. Thank God. And thank God for the mighty word our dear mama brought. How many of you are ready in this season to bet your new through the sacrifice of Thanksgiving? Are you taking it seriously? We can't remain where we used to be. Never. Not me. Not this time. What we are doing is serious spiritual business. We are engaging. We are making spiritual transactions. So don't joke. Don't play. Don't play. Don't joke. Open up your heart and make sure that you are participating. For example, we have a 40-day challenge of Thanksgiving and Praise challenge going on now. And it's a very simple thing. We just give you a focus for the day. And all we ask is that you praise God and dance for just what? 5 minutes. That's all. If you are now led of the Spirit and you now, you know, led of the Spirit and you're moved and more grace is supplied to do more than that, you can do more than that. But what I tell people is, don't get so zealous and do 1 hour, 5 hours, and not do the next day. And not do the next day. The best is to be consistent. The best is what? So some people are like burning bush. They burn. The zeal comes on them. They do 7 hours, 8 hours. After that, 7 days break. The secret of what works is consistency. Anything that works, you must be very consistent with it. So it's better, much, much better to take it slow, take it a bit at a time, and maintain the discipline of consistency. Don't take the one that tomorrow is now like you have taken more than you can chew. You no longer have the discipline to sustain it. Start it. Whatever starts little will continue increasing. One day, the consistent prayer life that is 15 minutes will become 30 minutes. After a while, it will become 1 hour. After a while, that person might start praying 3 hours every day. After a while, because the Bible says God gives more grace. You see, grace increases. So when you're starting, don't listen to all these people that said, I danced every night for 2 hours for 150 days and my life changed. That is their burden and their grace. Start where you are. Be sober. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to. Understand the measure of faith meted to what? To you. That's why as a minister and as a preacher, I hardly, seldom, ever talk about my personal encounters and my personal experiences, because it is peculiar to my calling. It is peculiar to my consecrations. It is peculiar to my assignment. You don't expect everybody else to do the same. So be careful before the testimonies of people who told you, you know, somebody said, as a pastor, if you will pray 8 hours in tongues every day for the next 6 months, your ministry will explode. And the person posted it in a forum where my father and mentor in the ministry, Reverend David, was, and he commented and said, pastors, please stop this nonsense. These people try to make this thing impossible to a lot of people. He said, if you can pray only 1 hour in tongues for the next 6 months. But the secret is, you will start with 1 hour. Once you're consistent, somebody say, God gives more grace. Come on, say it again. God gives more. So join us in dancing every day, in singing every day. There has to be a purpose. Somebody say a purpose. There has to be a reason to what God is doing in this moment. Very important. Very important. Don't just flow through this time and just float. This is not about playing church. This is about spiritual transactions. It's simple. It's simple. Your input will determine your output. What you sow determines what you reap. If you sow to the spirit, of the spirit you shall reap. You reap that which is spiritual, which is life eternal, that which is eternal, that which is supernatural. So that's one thing we are doing. The second thing we are doing is that on Sunday, somebody shout Sunday. Sunday is Quantum Leaps what? Thanksgiving. Our annual, the big one. Hey! That's the place where men they show. Ah! I always wait for it every year. 2 times I always wait. The ending of a year and the beginning of a year. Those, what you call transition seasons. Something is transiting. And there is a door opening and a door closing. A new door opening, a new door closing. Those are transition periods. Those times, the activities in the spirit are heightened. Every spiritual man knows what I'm saying. That's where people become more sober. They begin to reflect. They make decisions. They try to rearrange their lives. And that's where demons whisper the most to people. But that's not the news. The news is that there are more angels than there are demons. And the news is that God passed devil. That's when angels are at work the most. If you understand periods like this, somebody say Kairos seasons. Come on, say Kairos seasons. I have seasons and times that the Lord by revelation has empowered me. And some of them I encountered by just studying the Bible, meditating and praying and fasting. Some of them I was taught by the fathers in the faith and the teachers that the Lord gave me in the faith. And I was able to see it and receive that revelation. I'm telling you, there are moments like that. Every great man in God's kingdom is a graced man. And every graced man knows a secret, that there are pockets of time, different seasons. It's not of you who wills. If not of you who run, is of him who shows mercy. The race is not always to the swift. The battle doesn't always go to the strong. You've got to understand that secret. It's of God who shows mercy. So when you're descending in those seasons, God. So we didn't just team the Thanksgiving on Sunday. Quantum leaves Thanksgiving just to team it. No. At the first night into first morning, the Lord declared the year of Quantum Leaves. July, we had a mid-year prayer. How many of you remember? And one of the major prayers is that the rest of the year must answer to the prophetic word. The rest of the year must answer to the prophetic word. And I don't know who I'm talking to. God didn't tell us about quantum leap. He told us about quantum leaps. He told us about quantum leaps. That's what he told us. He didn't tell us about quantum leaps. So if you have experienced only one major shift this year, you have not collected everything. If you have not experienced at all, why are you sitting down and moping? This thing is available. It's to be taken by faith. This thing is available. It's to be taken by faith. That's what it is. It's to be taken by faith. Somebody said, taken by faith. Come on, shout it. Say, take him by faith. Shout it again. Say, take him by faith. That's what it is. So why sit down and just watch? For those who have not experienced as many as you should, and for those who have not experienced any, one of the reasons we put that as Quantum Leap Thanksgiving is that there are also dying minute miracles. You have a game that can be a stalemate. They are playing 0-0. They are playing 1-1, 2-2. In football, after the 90th minute, there is this little extra time they give because of a few delays here and there during the game. Those time, there is a particular team one time that won the championship. And one of the reasons they were able to win a championship is that they had over 11 games out of 38 games they played in that season. Over 11 games, they won the game in the dying minute. They were either losing the game 1-0, they equalized, and they scored the second goal in the dying minute and won. Or there was a stalemate. They were in draws, and then they scored the winning goal in the dying minute. Sometimes, just the last kick of the match, and somebody wins the game. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there is no word that comes forth from the mouth of God that returns to him for it. If the prophetic word has declared that this year is Quantum Leaps year for you, I declare before 31st December, you're experiencing your own Quantum Leaps. Maybe along the line you forgot. Maybe along the line life happened, stuff happened. Maybe along the line you adjusted, downsized your dreams. Maybe along the line certain things happened and you let out your foot from that throttle, from that accelerator, and you slowed down. But I'm here by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I prophesy from this moment the grace of God is imparted to you to accelerate. Receive grace for acceleration. Receive grace for acceleration. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you that sleep, awaken. I say awaken. I call you up. Every potential in you, every greatness in you that has been sleeping, that has been dormant, that won't find expression, in the name of Jesus, I call it forth. I call it to rise and give itself expression, to begin to walk for you in the name of Jesus, to begin to speak in the name of Jesus, to begin to walk, to begin to speak in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving is a deal that lets God know that I believe He's already done. Let me tell you what the Lord taught me many years ago. Once you thank God for something, you have roped Him in to say, I've already thanked you for it. There is no way it won't happen. It's already done. I believe. That's why we say Thanksgiving is the peak of faith. In all your believing, by the time you get to Thanksgiving, it's because your spirit knows it's already done. Somebody shout, it's already done. Shout it louder, say, it's already done. Shout it louder, say, it's already done. Shout it loud and say, it's already done. There are many more blessings if Jesus tarries for 2026. But I'm thanking God this year for Quantum Leaps. For 2025. And I still have some weeks and some days. And I'm collecting what belongs to me. And there will be no slacking. There will be no sleeping. There will be no distraction. Everybody else may be distracted, but I mean business. I know who I am. I know where I'm going. I know my desire. I know my dreams. I know my visions. Ikalo Shakata. I may sound too serious for you, but excuse me. You are not carrying the kind of vision I'm carrying. You may have some time to play around, but I don't have time to play around. There is something I must take. There is destiny beckoning on me. There are generations depending on me. In the name of Jesus. Ikalo Shakata. Somebody lifts your hands and shouts, it's already done. Say, God has perfected it. It's already done. God has perfected it. It's already done. God has perfected it. It's already done. Have your seat in God's presence. Ah. All right. Let's introduce a little what we'll do tomorrow morning. I'm bringing in a message. Betting and maximizing your new seasons. Betting and maximizing your new season. How many of you here can boldly say, I'm done with the old? Lift your hands. If you're not done with the old, if you're still romancing the old, my sound guys help me to minister more effectively. Please, I'm begging you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, please. If you're still romancing the old, if you're still romancing the old, and you're not done with the old, this message is not for you. If you're not done with the old and you're still romancing the old, this message is not for you. If there is a part of you that feels like, I just want things to remain the way they are, nobody should just trouble me, this message is not for you. But if there is a strong witness in you, and there is an undeniable unquenchable desire to move into the next dimension, knowing that this you have seen, all this you have seen, is not all there is to your life. And it's not all there is to God's program for you, to God's plan for your life. Then this message is for you. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Wave your hands and say, I hear. Come on, say, I hear. Let's get to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. Isaiah 43, 18 to 19, not 8. Please. I want you to hold your neighbor as we read and read that scripture. Be the voice of the prophetic to that neighbor. One to go. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Verse 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Let's go back and read it again. This time around, while you're reading verse 18, think about what you're reading. Let's read it again. One to go. Do not remember the former things. Stop. Again, do not remember the format. Is that possible? Can the Lord tell us to do something that is not possible for us to do? He created us. He knows our potentials. He knows our abilities. Wouldn't God be unrighteous to instruct us to do something that He is the one who created us. Wouldn't that be unrighteous for him to tell us to do something that he knows and he didn't give us? He knows that he didn't give us the ability to do so. And you and I know God is not unrighteous. If he tells us, do not remember. Somebody say, I can forgive, but I don't forget. I say, sure. Imagine if God forgives and he doesn't forget. And yet he told us to forgive as Christ forgave us. Forgive. That's the way he said we should forgive. Not as mere men forgive. When he forgives, he casts it in the sea of forgetfulness. He forgets. He doesn't remember it and he doesn't impute it on us anymore. That's how he forgives. Some say the wound may heal, but the scar will be there. Don't you know it's plastic surgery? And every truth is parallel. If there is plastic surgery in the natural, there is plastic surgery. The Bible said he binds the brokenhearted. He said, the scars. Brother, if you're in the prison of your past, it's not God that placed you there. And let me shock you. It's not even the devil that placed you there. The devil has other assignments. The point is you placed yourself there. And any day you decide to walk out, you're going to walk out. Including today. But if you enjoy the pain, and there are people that enjoy the pain. There are people that enjoy the pity party. They want to tell everybody what they've gone through. And then they tell you, you don't understand. And when some of us talk this way, they said, the reason you're talking, is it because you're stronger? Now who knows, tell you his own story? There is no trial and temptation you go through that is not common to man. Everybody has their share. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Different shares at different times. Different degrees at different times. But people are facing something all the time. When you see people who are strong, it's because they choose to trust the Lord. You are the strength of my life. When I am weak, you are strong. You only chose to romance your weakness. It's not because they are stronger. It's because they are trusting. They choose to trust God. If you were in the days of Apostle Paul and you saw Apostle Paul taking letters from the chief priest, going from one city to another, arresting Christians, putting them in jail, consenting to their being tortured, being killed even. Do you understand? If you knew Apostle Paul when he was Saul and you were there when they were stoning Stephen, to death, and the people that were doing the work kept their clothes at his what? Feet. Meaning he was the boss. The guys were the foot soldiers. The boss don't carry, the generals don't carry gun in the battlefield. They stay in the war room and give the instructions. Then the foot soldiers get into the field. Meaning that thing wouldn't have happened without their sanction in it. That's why he called himself a murderer. If you were in their days and you saw Saul with that kind of past, and he now turns and says, I'm the apostle of our Lord Jesus, will you ever receive anything from him? I don't know if you're understanding me. The pastors you're receiving from are the ones you don't know their story. Nobody just became like. Praise the Lord. Wave your hands if you're here. Are you here? Are you here? That's what it is. Remember not. Means remember not. Many years ago, the Lord told me something. And I had to go through the process of being tried over and over again. It's one thing to receive knowledge. It's another thing to acquire wisdom. For you to acquire wisdom, knowledge has to be put to the test. And then you practice it, and then you apply it, and then you apply it over and over again until you become skillful with that truth. The Lord told me, he said, the only thing that will determine your forging ahead in life will be your ability to forget the past. God told me. If you're going to be someone that keeps moving upward and keeps moving forward in life, one thing you're going to trust me to teach you, to empower you with grace, one ability I'm going to walk within you is the ability to forget the past. If you're somebody that likes to hold on to the past, you will never move forward in life. Some of you here that have been stagnated for a long time, the Lord just solved a problem for you. And remember, wherever you're helpless, God has much more grace available to help. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Mercy in our shortcomings, in our failures, in our missteps, mercy. And to find grace to help in times of need. So even when your temperament is such, your personality is such, and it could have been the mixture of both, your temperament and your upbringing and your environment. You're coming from a family where every time you people gather is to rehearse the past. Somebody did this, the other person did that. Do you remember that other person? And if you grow in that kind of environment, the truth is whether you like it or not, you're already affected. What remains is that God needs to renew your mind. There has to be a transformation that has to go on. There has to be a transformation, simple, that has to go on. So if that's where you've been and it's been so hard, you hold on, you're always rehearsing the past, there's a need that you need to find grace to help. There is grace available. Just humble yourself. Lord, I'm finding it difficult. You made me, you know my frame. But I know that I'm your workmanship in Christ Jesus. Created for good works. This shouldn't be a struggle. But my experience has been that it's a struggle. Spirit of the living God, I humble myself under your mighty hands. And as you're praying, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Because he might tell you to begin to meditate on certain things in the scriptures. He might tell you to start up a program of fasting and praying and stay on a spiritual diet for a while. You've got to understand that whenever you pray, the answer you're receiving, there is a responsibility you have to it. There is a portion of what you must do for that answer to be fully manifest. Somebody say, I hear. Wave your hands if you're getting it. So whatever he tells you to do, what? Do it. Okay? But that's where it starts from. That's where it starts from. Do not remember the former things. Do not consider the things of old. Render them non-factors. Decide that your past will not be a factor to decide your future. No matter what, and no matter how long it has been, my past will not be a factor in determining my future. Do not consider them. Don't consider. They won't play a role. They won't play a role. Why is God telling you to do so? Let's do an exercise. Your past is behind you. Say with me, my past is behind me. Come on, shout it louder. Say, my past is behind me. All right. So every one of you, try as much as you can. I know you're sitting. If you were standing, it was going to be more, you know, it was going to be easier. But try and look behind you. In fact, let's stand. We really need to do this exercise. Everybody stand, please. Now, say after me. Say, my past is behind me. My future is before me. ahead of me. My past is behind me. All right. People who always remember their past, always run back to consider their past. Let's see how it works. Are you looking in front of you now? And because your future is before you, if God begins to show you your future, as I'm waving my hands, can you see your future now? Your future is beautiful. Your future is awesome. The glory of the latter will be greater. Your best days are not behind you, they are before you. You've not seen anything yet. You're a mighty man of valor. You're a woman of virtue. In the name of Jesus, you're a person of excellence, of glory. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You're sanctified, blood washed. You are holy. You're a man of faith. You're a man that knows his God, and you do exploits. Carry out exploits because you are strong. You're not the weak, you're strong. You're not the poor, you're the rich. You're exceedingly wealthy. I say you're exceedingly wealthy. You're living your best life. You will not die before your time. With long life, God satisfies you. You're going to do great things for Jesus. You're going to do great things for God. You're a pace setter. I say you're a pace setter. You're a pathfinder. You're a trailblazer. I say you're a trailblazer. You're a disruptor. You're not part of the problem. You're the solution. You're the blessing. And you are blessed. And you're a blessing to others. In the name of Jesus. And God is talking to you about your future. And you're seeing it is here before you. Turn back and look back. Start looking behind. Please, everybody, try and look behind. Very well. Can you tell me what I'm doing? The moment you start looking at your past, you take your eyes off your future. You can't be looking behind and be seeing before at the same time. Every time you're tempted to consult the past, you're giving up on something God is doing for your future. It's a trap. Resist it. Anybody that wants to bring up the discussion, tell them, hey, I resist you in Jesus' name. Run for your life. The devil will set every trap. It will come through your husband. It will come through your wife. They want to discuss the past. It will come through your parents. It will come through your siblings. People that are dear to you. It will come through your friends. It will come through your colleagues at work. But remember, the moment you keep looking back, you can't keep looking forward. The only way, face forward now. The only way to move forward is to face forward. The only way to move forward is to face forward. The only way you're going to leave behind your struggles. You're going to leave behind your pain. You're going to leave behind your hurts. You're going to leave behind your fears. You're going to leave behind your failures. Is to face forward. Jesus is calling. That's why he went to the cross. Pastor, I'm addicted to this. That's your past. Let me tell you what I see of your future. Not only will you be free from addiction, you're going to be a great man that God is going to empower to draw others out of addiction. What I see is that you're a deliverer. What I see is that you're a deliverer. You've gone through what you've gone through because of where God is taking you to. You're a deliverer. You're not the one that will be in bondage. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if you believe in the power of the name of Jesus, lift your hands. Anybody here under the sound of my voice that has been tormented, afflicted by the devil, that has been in the bondage of any kind of addiction, whether drugs, whether gambling, whether X-rated movies, whatever it is, whatever, whether alcohol, whether food, in the name of Jesus, I break the hold of that over your soul. Devil, take your hands off. I command those appetites to dry up. I uproot everything planted in your heart that has been sourcing and facilitating that addiction. It is disconnected now. In the name of Jesus. And he that the Son of Man has made free, give him praise. That's how it works. That's how it works. You are free. I say you are free. You are free. When you go back, delete the numbers. When you go back, delete the apps. Begin to delete. Throw away those things. You're a new man. You're a free man. I say you're a free man. You've been battling with depression. And sometimes this overwhelming sense of a battered image. You think of yourself and you feel like dying. As if you don't measure up and you will never measure up. You've heard so much how you are the worst. How you never get it right. How you have even been rejected by the people who are supposed to be the last men standing believing in you. You know you've done wrong. You are the one that messed up. You know it, you messed up. But even the people you're just praying and wishing, if only they can just stand by you. Now they are telling you they are tired. And you're battling with this sense of rejection. You're here, you're a lady, and you're asking, when will love find me? When will, am I not beautiful enough? Is something wrong with me? The few relationships you tried to start ended wrongly. They were not even serious. Now you're in the age where you know you have to marry. And you're almost entering into depression. Everybody lift your hands and pray in the spirit. Lebayakata. Devil, you are a liar! Devil, I say you are a liar! You will not torment one more person under the sound of my voice. Better here on sight or watching me online from different parts of the world, you will not torment. You will not oppress any one of them anymore. Not with their past. Not with their struggles. Itayepa. For this reason, the Son of Man was made manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Today, in the name of Jesus, I destroy your walls over their hearts. Lift your hands. Close your mouth now. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. There are some of you that may not be able to stand it because of the ministration of fire that is going to come upon you. For Jesus Christ took our infirmities, our weaknesses, bore our griefs and sorrows on his cross. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was laid upon him. By whose stripes we were healed. Therefore, you foul spirits of death, of hell, you foul demons of darkness, your time is up. Your time is up. By the blood we overcame you, and by the words of prophecy, I declare today, this is the testimony that he that's the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no authority to hold anybody in bondage with depression, with suicidal thoughts, with a sense of rejection, with any infirmity, any disease. In the name of Jesus, I bind you right now. I bind you. I bind your works and I cast you out. Now, out in the name of Jesus. Get out of their hearts. Get out of their minds. Get out of their bodies. You have even laid siege on some people's bodies. You have even started affecting their brain. Get out. That inhikaya kataya, that hormonal imbalance. That's what they called it. But that devil is a liar. Get out. Loose them. Let them go. Now. Loose them. Let them go. Now. That spirit of depression. Out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear, pack, pack. I say, pack, get out in the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord Most High is time. Begin to move in this place from the front to the back, from the right to the side, to my left side. Begin to look at men, begin to look at women. Move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Perfect your walk now. You will never remain the same again. It will never be the same again. You will not return to that bondage. That depression will not come back anymore. But whatever the Lord does, endures forever. Endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And let me hear you shout your loudest. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap of offering of praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.